It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. On the show today, uncertainty. So we've talked about our outlook during uncertain times, how to support people in very unstable situations, and now the importance of finding our inner compass.
So Iceland is a volcanic island. We have lots of lava fields and like high lava rocks, and there's mountain and fjords.
This is Rund Gunnsteinsdóttir. She is an Icelandic writer and filmmaker who studies intuition, or what's called insæi in Icelandic.
So insæi is put together with two words, in and sæi. So in, it means insight or into, and sæi means to see or the sea. And so when you look at the word like that, it opens up the whole world inside us and this world of intuition.
Rund remembers feeling this connection, this symbiosis between her and her surroundings all the time.
I would roam the lava fields around my home. I tended to get really lost in my imagination, which I think is something nature does for you. You know, I just remember all these days and late into the evening and night, just walking outside. Maybe I was 6 or 7 and I could really imagine there were trolls, in the lava field, and I had to hide or I had to run away. And I felt really lucky to have been able to come back home and I was still alive, and imagine that my parents were so happy that I survived the trials in the lava field, you know, with all the drama. Yeah, I just remember lying in the snow and I was looking up at the stars and I just felt like the stars belonged to the same world that I belonged to. And I felt this very deep connection to my surroundings and the earth I was lying on, and just I was given the permission to be alone and just to experience this moment and be in absolute awe of the universe that I belonged to.
But as Rund got older, she wanted to go beyond her small island nation and experience the rest of the world. So in her 20s, she got what seemed like a dream job working at the United Nations.
I got a job with one of the UN agencies in post-war reconstruction in Kosovo. I became the head of that agency, a program manager, and coming to Kosovo just after the war felt like walking into an open wound.
This was 2001. Kosovo was still in shock after the war in the late 90s. The situation was also a shock to Rund.
You are working with people that have just survived probably the most horrible years of their lives and war and their lost loved ones.
I mean, you must have been seeing in these places that had really been ripped apart by war, where neighbors were killing neighbors, you must have been surrounded by so much grief and pain.
Yes. I think that I definitely internalized the pain of others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember saying to a friend something along the lines of, I couldn't take a day off because this was not about me. It was about the people I'm working for. Just like I was just pushing myself so hard.
Yeah.
And that just takes a lot of toll. And I think it's especially when you think that you can just continually pour out of your well without filling it again, which I just thought I could.
As the months went on, that grounded feeling inside that had defined Rund from a young age started slipping away.
I had become more and more disconnected from my body and my emotions. So I would even wake up in the night and because of a nightmare of bugs crawling all over me. You know, it was a very vivid dreams. And while I was thinking that I was dealing really well with the difficulties around me, I was basically just stuffing hard stuff somewhere in my body. And my body just couldn't take it anymore.
Run believes that that disconnection can be summed up by an incident that happened to her on a work trip.
I was traveling from Kosovo to Kazakhstan for work. And early in the morning, I felt this terrible pain and I started to bleed. And my reaction was something like, this really hurts. And I took some painkillers and just continued with my travel and work.
She was pregnant and didn't even know it.
I'd had a miscarriage. This really should have been a wake-up call, and it's a very strong example of how disconnected you can become from your body.
Rund ignored the signs of what many would now consider burnout. She kept going. Fast forward several years, she was promoted. She went to work at UN headquarters in Geneva. She and her fiancé had a baby. She was ticking off all of life's boxes. But also,
I hadn't slept for weeks and I was exhausted.
Her body started breaking down. Her relationship fell apart. Her job meant nothing to her. She was losing sight of who she was.
But I did manage somehow to find a moment with myself. And I literally walked down to the sea close to where I live. I've always been drawn to the sea. I think it's the sound that's very calming. It's this broad horizon which does something to your mind. There was something inside me that was like, okay, Rund, you've been very, there's an Icelandic word, dugleg, dugtig in Danish. It's like somebody who perseveres and has grit and never gives up, you know? But then I thought, so why am I doing this? And I had this moment where I knew I had to make up my mind from the deepest roots of who I am and what my sense of meaning is in this life.
She decided to start a new chapter as a single mother without her partner and without her UN job.
Just this deep calmness came over me and I realized what I wanted to do. And it was very unsensible, Manus. Nobody said to me, that's a great idea. What a great career plan.
It's funny, running towards instability made you feel more calm.
Yes, the complete unknown. Yeah. There is insecurity on all levels, you know, personal life, income, everything. It was extremely hard. And I was really forced to connect with my intuition. And I got to know it all over again.
My search for answers brought me back to my roots and helped me see with fresh eyes the Icelandic word for intuition, innsæi.
Rund Gunnsteinsdóttir continues from the TED stage.
Innsæi helps us reframe intuition because it brings together the scientific and the spiritual, the solid and the poetic. Innsæi means the sea within and refers to the ever-flowing unconscious mind. Stress, work, and financial pressures can block our access to insight. And while we can't get rid of these pressures, we can learn how to clear the way to insight when we need it, and we gain clarity in mind. Intuition picks up information with all our body. So next time you feel something's off, you get chills down your spine or a gut reaction, ask yourself, what is my unconscious trying to tell me? Insight also means to see within, to be self-aware. And one of the most powerful ways to see within is to pay attention to how you pay attention and document it. And lastly, insight means to see from the inside out and has to do with how we navigate the ocean of life from within with a strong inner compass. Unconsciously, we process a massive amount of information, sensory data that our body picks up, including the brain. While this is unconscious, it still shapes our actions. Intuition helps us tap into this information. I've been able to practice, research, and interview scientists, spiritual leaders, and artists from around the world, and I've discovered that we all have intuition, and it's up to us to tune into it, which can be quite a challenge in today's world.
So you ended up building a whole new career for yourself around this idea of insight. You wrote a book about it, traveled the world to make a documentary. You must get a lot of questions about how to connect to insight when there is so much noise and chaos in the world. What do you tell people?
Absolutely. And so the world we live in is characterized by uncertainty and turbulence. And so this is going to sound very simple, but believe me, it's a very, very powerful tool. And that is pay attention to what it is that you pay attention to and document it. Because we pay attention to so many things throughout the day. Like our attention, our mind has become the main market space. But attention is the gateway to intuition. We pay attention with all our body, all our senses. And just put down whatever your tension brings your way. Don't judge it. Just put it down and allow it to be what it is. And you start to see patterns emerging. But also to know yourself well enough to be able to understand, when am I following a good intuition? When am I being biased, following fears or prejudices or even wistful thinkings? It's knowing when you're too angry, too excited, you haven't slept, it's not the good time to listen to your intuition. So especially when we need to take brave decisions about our life, it's very important to be well grounded in ourselves and well anchored in our intuition. And I firmly believe, and I take this from ancient spiritualism as well, I firmly believe that the deepest sense of security we will ever find in our lives is within ourselves. We all have intuition, but it's absolutely up to ourselves to acknowledge it, to honor it, to harness it, to hone it and respect it.
That was Rund Gunstein's daughter. She's the author of the book Insight: Heal, Revive, and Reset with the Icelandic Art of Intuition. You can see her full talk at TED.com.